046 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 14 American State Trials. At Grove Prairie, the nearest house west of it being Mrs. Stevenson's, the feet of the corpse were lying nearly east, head west, and twirled over very much. I saw the body stripped and examined. There was a large cavity in his head, about as between my fingers. I did not examine the depth of the wound. The ball did not come through and through. The wound was evidently done by a leaden ball. The body was frozen and must have lain there 8 or 10 days, from appearances. It had not decomposed. The body had been discovered just before I reached the ground. I helped uncover it. There was considerable bloody discoloration in the traveled road, somewhere from 25 to 35 feet to where the body was found. There was a coroner's inquest. The body was discovered on the 6th of February, 1856. He passed through Warrenton on January 24, 1856. There were several snows between these dates. I know at least two. Cross-examined. The gully was so deep that a person traveling the main road would not be apt to see it, and there were also several pieces of brush thrown over the body. I think no person could have seen the body. I knew the horse the moment I saw him. I always take notice of horses. He was rather lengthy, pretty rich-looking. Gordon stopped in front of Sanders' hotel. Gordon was in front of the door, next to Worrell a little behind, and they all went off together. Re-examined. The body was several inches beneath the level of the general surface. There was much ice and snow over the body, a good many inches. We took rails off the fence to warm us until the coroner came, which took 3 hours. Henry Ordathaite. I live in Warren County, 6 miles from Warrenton, toward St. Louis. I did not know Mr. Gordon. I was present at the discovery of the body. It was in a sort of ditch in the middle of the old road, where the water sort of ran through, near Mrs. Stevenson's farm. I was right by it when we did discover it. It was searched by us on the right hand of the road. Mr. Pratt and others searched. We could not discover anything at first. Mr. McDonald, myself, Arnheit, and Worlett discovered the body. We sent at once for the squire, as the coroner might not be at home. We did not move the body until he came. I examined the body. His nose was bent as though it had been stamped upon. The face was bloody, his left arm underneath him. Cross-examined. The body was coffined at the place and taken to St. Louis. I don't recollect the names of the persons present. James Ferguson. I live in Montgomery County, Missouri. The defendant stopped at my house on the Boonslick Road, 11 miles west of Warrenton. Mr. Gordon and Bruff were with him. This was about January 24th last. I don't keep entertainment, but had been boarding one of the engineers. Mr. Walker and Mr. Sturgeon and Wentz had gone up with Mr. Gordon. On his return, Worrell and Bruff were with Gordon. I had bought a pony from Worrell, and Worrell came into the yard to get his money. I identify him as the prisoner. I have seen Bruff since. I bought the horse from Worrell. It was a mare, rather lengthy.